Government Accountability Office is not happy with cybersecurity at your agency. They reviewed cybersecurity at 24 agencies and found weaknesses at every single one. Security breaches at agencies have increased by 650% in the last 5 years. Patricia Titus was the first Chief Information Security Officer at the Transportation Security Administration. She's worked in IT at the State Department and DOD. She's now Vice President and CISO at Unisys. And my guest to talk about what is going on at agencies and in particular this GAO report. Patricia, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for coming on this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Francis. Happy to be here.
Were you surprised by this report? Some of the things that were in it are Jason Miller reporting GAO found 19 of 24 agencies had inadequate information security controls for financial reporting and a number of other weaknesses that went pretty much all across all agencies.
Yeah, I'm really not surprised by the report, to be honest with you. I think there's been a significant problem with being able to bring those security vulnerabilities under control for quite some time. I think there's been a lot of talk about reforming the Federal Information Security Management Act, which might also help bring some of those vulnerabilities into more alignment. But it seems to be a long-standing problem. It was a problem when I was in the government, and it appears to be continuing. And I think, really, until they get better focused, this isn't going to get any better.
You probably experienced what a lot of CIOs and CISOs have told me about FISMA, and that is that it's a box-checking exercise. When you look at some of the legislation that's being proposed, the Lieberman-Collins-Carper bill, the Rockefeller-Snow bill, some of the bills that are in the House that will address some of those issues with FISMA, are they really doing anything different to push people in a different direction than just checklists?
I think there's actually been continuous monitoring within the Federal Information Security Management Act. FISMA has always had the last step is continuous monitoring. I think it really is up to the federal agencies to actually be able to implement and operationalize FISMA, because that's really where the breakdown seems to be. It's not necessarily the guidelines, but it's the ability to actually implement and operationalize those standards. So I'm not sure if the new legislation is actually going to address it, or if it's really just going to add another layer of complexity. Hopefully it won't.
Well, is this a case then where maybe new legislation isn't even necessarily needed, but just more action on what we've got now?
Possibly. I mean, I was looking at the recommendations coming out of the House Republican Cybersecurity Task Force, and it does address some cybersecurity reform within FISMA, which I think is going to help. It really does require better oversight, though. Things like GAO are quite helpful to get agencies aligned better, but really with this economic situation, it's going to be hard for budgets to withstand much of a major change.
I had a conversation after the House Republican Task Force released that report the other day with a pretty veteran federal information technology person, and this person said to me, this is another one. We don't need another one. We need to just figure out what we're going to do next, meaning the time has kind of come and gone for more people to throw ideas in the pot, and it's time to move forward and make a decision about what's going to happen next. Do you fall more into that line of thinking, or do you think there still needs to be more consideration and more ideas put forth before we try to make some final decisions and move on with a piece of legislation?
Oh, I think we've had quite a lot of talk, quite frankly, and the things that continually come up are longstanding issues that just never seem to get the traction that they need to get resolved. What I did like about the task force recommendations was that they wanted to take it a problem at a time rather than trying to solve it through one gigantic piece of legislation. I think that's a better approach, and I think it allows the government to take a problem statement and then figure out how to solve it. These massive legislation just really doesn't seem to get any traction.
Is there anything from any of the pieces of legislation that are floating around on the Hill right now that you've seen that's missing that you would like to see included that people haven't addressed yet?
I think it's They've been pretty comprehensive. I've spent some time up on the Hill myself working with some of the committees, talking about, from my perspective, having been in the government and now in the private sector, what the potential views and impacts are. So I think they've had a lot of people come up and talk to them. They've got a lot of ideas. I think it's just a matter now of making them actionable.
What direction of the various directions that are going would you like to see? Do you like the idea that Senator Reid has put forth of trying to combine the couple of bills that are on his side of the Hill?
I prefer to have them separated, and the reason why is when you start to put a lot of complex problems together, you create a piece of legislation that in some instances prohibits change within that particular piece of legislation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got everything lumped together in one or combined into one, it actually makes it difficult if something changes in one component of it to get that piece of legislation updated. So I'd prefer, actually, at least with the problems that we've seen, to try to keep them somewhat segregated.
When you talk about the problems that we've seen, which are some of the biggest ones? If these do get separated out, which ones would you like to see Congress address first?
I think one of the biggest areas, which we've talked about over and over again, is the public-private partnership. And we don't seem to have a good way of getting information shared back and forth between the private sector and the public sector in a way that allows the private sector some protection. And I think one of the recommendations coming out of this task force was to create that clearinghouse, or what I would call the honest broker. So if we've got an incident, that we can report it up into the government so they can keep better track. I think the numbers, actually, of the cybersecurity incidents that came up, that 650% increase,
mm-hmm.
I think that number is actually could be low. And I think if you lump the United States private sector into that, it's it would be catastrophic once you actually had all those numbers together.
There's a lot more I'd like to cover with you, and I'm out of time, so I'm going to ask you if you'll come back and we can continue this conversation as these issues progress and hopefully as some things break loose on the Hill and move around up there.
Absolutely. Thanks, Francis.